began to associate the pounding with an external rather than internal force. The falling ceased also, giving place to a sensation of uneasy temporary rest. And when I listened closely, I fancied the pounding was that of a vast, unscrupulous sea, as its sinister, colossal breakers lacerated some desolate shore after a storm of titanic magnitude. Then I opened my eyes. For a moment, my surroundings seemed confused. Gradually, I realized my solitary presence in a strange and beautiful room lighted by many windows. Of the exact nature of the apartment, I could form no idea, for my thoughts were still far from settled. But I noticed vam-colored rugs and draperies, elaborately fashioned tables, chairs, ottomans, and divans, and delicate vases and ornaments which conveyed a suggestion of the exotic, without being actually alien. These things I noticed, yet they were not long uppermost in my mind. Slowly but inexorably crawling upon my consciousness and rising above every other impression came a dizzying fear of the unknown. Some nameless, unheard of thing, inexpressibly more ghastly and abhorrent.